Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and I have missed you guys. Oh my goodness, 2 weeks has seemed like 2 months this time around, and I am so happy to be here with you guys. Each and every one of you touch my heart so deeply. And I truly send out beautiful, beautiful, beautiful love to each and every one of your hearts. Receive it and just wrap yourself in a warm blanket and let's spend the next hour together. I have been wanting to share with you guys and just be with you guys and just open up. This last call on the timeline show with Q was it was energetic. It was intense. And I don't know about you guys, but my heart is filled for those people. And so I just want to start out and let's just, you know, energy flows where attention goes. And I know what Q was talking about, and I know where he was going with his coaching, and I know where the gentleman was talking about, like, are we creating this timeline for ourselves? And I understand the question where the gentleman said, you know, well, do we just stop? And Q's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. And so I just wanted to kind of bring our focus back into, you know, the day with Q, supporting those people and loving on them and letting them know we hear the fight. We know what they're facing. We've all faced it in our different areas and different ways. And I send out beautiful, beautiful love to him and his wife. And I just say energy flows where attention goes. So I'm putting my attention there and I'm just sending positive, positive, beautiful love to you and your wife. Let's do a few commands to kind of get us focused and get us ready for the show and get us ready for the afternoon with being inspired with Q. So let's just do a few commands. So I'll lead. I now command our spirits to increase our life force energy. I now command our spirits to increase our life force energy. I now command our spirits to increase our life force energy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. Just see your water glass filled to the top where there is no room for darkness to get in. Your life force energy has completely filled you to the top where there is no room for dark to dwell or to wreak havoc. I just encourage you guys with this next command. We command our spirits to remove anything that is not authentic in us right now. We command our spirits to remove anything that is not authentically us in us right now. We command our spirits to remove anything that is not authentically us in us right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. We command our spirits to expand our body of light. We command our spirit to expand our body of light. We command our spirits to expand our bodies of light. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. And then I just really want to focus on, we command our spirits to connect to our divine energy and expand it from now on. We command our spirits to connect to our divine energy and expand it from now on. We command our spirit to connect to our divine energy and expand it from now on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. We now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder us or ours. We now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder us or ours. We now command our spirit to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder us or ours. And then for the gentleman that was just on with Q. We now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone stopping us from having all of us. We now command our spirits to destroy anything or anyone stopping us from having all of us. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. I love you guys. I'm so glad you're here with me. I just feel your love and your energy right now, and it's just special and tender and sweet. And I thank you each for your kind words and your financial support. It's humbling to be in this earth suit and to know that I'm a spiritual being, but to be in an earth suit and to know that people are reaching out, being touched, and supporting the broadcast that I do on Whiplash Talk. I just started it just to make a difference. And even if just one person was helped, that was my goal. It was like, then it's a win. It's worth it. It's worth everything that goes into it. And it's just worth it. So thank you. Thank you so, so much. I haven't sunk for a while. And I thought, you know, let's just kind of start out and get this day started off. Well, my day started off. I've got the next 3 hours going, and I'll be on the Being Inspired with Q, where Aloha will be interviewing Q and possibly Mermaid. And maybe I'll just be there as a moderator, as I would say, a fly on the wall. I'll be there to observe and interject if I'm led to do so. But I thought maybe we could just take a couple of deep breaths and we can just kind of add our focus to. I'll share a little bit about where I am with work situations going on and with family situations going on and friends. And I'll talk about my kitten. Woo, she is spicy. She's still spicy, guys. I've always considered myself a cat whisperer, and I think she's whispering me. My goodness, she is spicy. So any positive vibes coming my way for her to chill a bit would be great, or else I may not have a house standing the next time we're on the air. So, but let's just close our eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. I'll lead you in this to where we can just, I'm not wanting to meditate. I'm just wanting us to get our focus on source in you, and that is the true you, and just kind of subdue that body, subdue the, I want to go get a drink of water, I need to go to the bathroom, I need to go mow the lawn, I need to go shovel the snow, I need to go blah, 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 I need to go grocery shopping, I need to do the laundry, and just center yourself, and let's just stay focused for these next few hours, and just feed source in us. This is our food, you guys. This is our nourishment. This is the Q train Saturday. Come and hook up and fill up so you can make it through the next week to the next week to the next week. So we'll take a breath in for 4 counts. We'll hold it for 4 counts, and then we'll exhale for 8 counts. Okay? So let's go ahead and get comfortable. If you want to sit on the floor, you can. If you want to sit in a chair, you can. If you want to stand, you can. If you want to stare, you can. But let's go ahead and take a deep breath in for 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale for 4. Through your nose, hold for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 8 through your mouth. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes. Please stay focused on the road, but let's just have a little love language, love talk going on right now. I wish you guys much love, much love, much love. Beautiful, beautiful love to each and every one of you. Thank you for being here on Whiplash Talk today. Thank you for joining me and being a part of my family. I just want to start with a little focus on where I'm at. That's what Whiplash is all about. Where I'm at on my ascension to journey. Am I still swimming through mud on my way to ascension? Yes. Yes, I am. But I'm becoming an Olympic swimmer in the mud bog. So, and I don't have my four-wheel drive to be able to get through it when I'm swimming. I'm on my own, guys. So it's interesting. I have this duality that's called, okay, I'm on BBS radio on the weekend every 2 weeks. And it's so sweet and so wonderful. And then I, on the other side of duality, am working for a municipality, which means government. And man, it's hard to keep your shit together. I'm just going to be real honest with you. It's hard to stay heart-centered when it's a pressure cooker from the time you walk in to the time you leave. And sometimes I have night meetings and it's like it's a pressure cooker into the evenings. And I do my best to direct and to guide and to lead from my heart center. But the attacks are real. And I'm in a smaller jurisdiction, so I'm not in a major metropolis area. But you guys, the aliens, the clones, they're at the small town level. I'm just telling you. And even to the point of to where, you know, it's like organized crime to a point. It's insane what I see and what I hear and what is thrown up at me and around me and about me. So that's still cooking. That's still on the front burner for them. I really don't give them the time of day when I'm not there. I don't give them the time of day whenever they're not demanding attention for their projects or for their allegations. So I don't want to talk about it too much on the show. I don't want to give them too much energy, but it's real. And so for those of you that are out there in the corporate world, I hear you. I get it. Even for BBS radio, I understand. I've worked for radio station. I've been knocked off the air before because
of certain people that we were bringing on the station. And so when Q jokes about it's just a compliment at this point, I just kind of laugh because I get it. I've talked about the airwaves before and about how people don't realize that's constantly out there. Once you put it out there on the airwaves, it's constantly out there. And so what we're putting out is for the good of humanity, but what others are putting out, the evil and the wicked and the dark, it's out there too, guys. And it comes through your walls, it comes through your doors, and not to be on the negative side, but you have got to stay up on your commands and you have got to remember that you are the powerful one. You are source. And you are, how do I word this? You are source, the all-knowing, all-powerful source. So you are source and you are in everything. You created everything and you are in everything. You are source. So as I was preparing for today, I got some information, gosh, about 2 weeks ago, I guess, that I might not be doing being inspired with Q. And I was like, great, that'll be just gonna be such a good interview. I'm just like, I'm gonna pop the popcorn and I'm gonna be right there in the front row. And then but then I sensed that I was going to be included. And so when I was preparing for my talk today for Whiplash Talk, I didn't really know how to quite prepare, because sometimes I'll prepare on Whiplash Talk what I'm going through, what I'm facing, how things are going. And then I flip and have to prepare more for being inspired with Q and focusing on what is everybody wanting to hear. And it's kind of funny because I have to sift and sort a little bit, because I'm like, okay, is that for, am I picking that up for Whiplash, or am I picking that up for being inspired? And so it's a funny dilemma to have, is kind of where I'm going with that. I think I really want to focus on letting you know where I am. It's been a little over 2 years since my mom passed. It's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay. It's interesting, because I have to remind myself that those benchmarks are not important, and those benchmarks are in the past. It's okay to remember what a loving, beautiful, oh my goodness, fabulous person that she was. Is she is and she's still here. And so I'm having to reprogram a lot of the programming that we've received on the farm as farm animals, and Bill, it's coming up on a year, it'll be a couple of months, it's coming up on a year. And I've almost got the quilt finished for his daughter. I've got all the rows sewed together. I just need to sew the rows to each other and then get it sent off to the long-arm quilter to have it quilted. It really kicked my fanny. I got it in a little over my head. I didn't have a pattern at all, because when you're working with articles of clothing, you don't really have a pattern to go with per se, and you're wanting to make it extra special. So I got in a little over my head on a couple of things, and I had to kind of take a step back and look at it. And when I come home from work, I am mentally tired. And when I'm mentally tired, I will make mistakes. And so I've learned to not sew after work. I only sew on the weekends when I'm refreshed and my creative juices are really flowing. So I'm really pleased with how it's turned out. Technically, it's not the best quilt I've ever made, but energetically, it's by far the best quilt I've ever made. So I'm pleased with that. I'm not going to focus on, there might be a mistake here, a mistake there that a professional quilter would notice. I'm not going to focus on that. I'm focusing on, is it accomplishing what I wanted it to do? And it is. So there's the update on the quilt. And I know that we hit on something last week. Was going to talk about this a little later, but we'll do it now. Well, let me talk about my family first. I consider you guys my family, BBS Radio, the Q team, friends that I've met through courses that I've taken, through Lucia, Nicola Evans. These people are my family. You guys are my family. My listeners that write in, my listeners that don't write in, I still consider you my family. And so when I say I want to give you an update on my family, it's not you guys, it's my the biological family that I was given. We still don't really talk that much. I since my mother is gone, I don't have to reach out to them, because about the time I let my guard down, then a zinger comes through, and before I would leave that door open, because if I didn't play the game, then the lashing out would be taken out on my mom. My mom is free now, and so I don't really talk to family members anymore. I'm cordial if they reach out, but I'm not the one to initiate. And I do wonder, whenever we're supposed to be source beings and work from a heart center and be always in love and not judging, I do wonder how to handle that. I don't know how to communicate that other than I know that great drama brings great pain and Klingons, and I don't want any Klingons hanging on to me, if you know what I mean. So I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but I do know that it does bring me great peace and no drama. So that's where I'm at with that. I wanted to let you guys know I was invited to the absolute hottest ticket of the year in the state I live in. I was invited by some people that had recognized what a nice job I had done for their project. And I and my city manager both were invited to the state. I'm not going to say the state I'm in, but the state speaker's ball. And I was like, how do I get out of this one? And I was like, even if it is a great career move that I go to that, and it's a formal, and you put on your heels, and you put on all your makeup, and you dress up your hair, and you do all the dressing up, and you hobnob with all those people, and it's a great career move. You're rubbing elbows with a lot of people, but are they people? And I'm like, I shared that with a friend of mine, Zosha. I shared with her, and she laughed at me. And she goes, because I told her it was a hard pass. I'm like, hard pass, not going. And she was joking back with me about way too many aliens. And I'm like, yeah, and clones. So I thought that was funny that I'm like, you're really going to invite me to your den? Your no. Hard pass. Hell no. No, I'm not going. So anyway, I thought it was funny. My city manager's not going either, but she's not in the know like we are. So she had something planned. So I thought that was kind of funny that I was invited, into the pit. But let's talk a little bit about there was a bit of a kerfuffle that happened. Well, let me talk about this first. If I understand what we've been taught, and you guys know that I'm kind of new to this. I mean, I've only been in, so a few years, I guess, since I don't even know how long ago, 20, 2019, maybe 2018, 2019. Hadn't been that long. And what we've been taught, if I understand correctly, and know, is that source. There's not male or female in our source being. Okay? So I'm not talking about your physical being, but I'm talking about your human, your physical earth suit, your flesh suit. Okay, I'm talking about source. And so I've been taught, and I understand it to be that I know there is not male or female in my source being. So as we increase our life force energy, we must recognize that our source is gender neutral. And no, I'm not going to do a big DEI teaching on this show. So just stick with me. So, as we increase the light force energy and recognize that our source is gender neutral, we only identify gender through our physical body, right? And I think it's even come out in some previous teachings and maybe even communications that I had with Q, or maybe just been on something maybe Asha did. Oh, I cannot remember. But when we've asked about, how is it that we have all of this confusion about gender right now out in the world? And it came out in a communication that maybe they were a different gender in a previous life, and now they are the opposite gender in the current life, but yet they have memories of or yearnings for, or something is they're realizing that I don't feel comfortable in this body. And so as we increase our life force energy, as we're increasing that, we've got to recognize that we are gender neutral. And so we've been created to procreate. This particular human body has been created to procreate due to the geneticists delivering on a demand for our farm livestock, okay, to be able to reproduce. And this was, from what I'm understanding, in a teaching that came through Asha that was incredible. Asha and Q doing Being Inspired with Q. And I'll get that date for you in just a second. I'll give you that link to that. I've got it written down. But it came out that as we were created to procreate due to the geneticists delivering on a demand for us, the farm livestock, to be able to reproduce and other entities, because they designed us and other animals, creatures, parasites, etc., to eat each other. Okay. So as Asha had said, the lion eats the lamb, and I say, the orca whale eats the beluga whale, eats the salmon, eats the, hooligan, and the circle of life, Lion King, we all hear the song, we all hear that. Okay. So in this type of programming, we were molded and groomed that we find, I'm doing air quotes right here, a mate. Okay. We become monogamous. We're fruitful and multiply the earth with an ever-repeating supply of genetic testing dummies and food supply for our farmers. Okay, I know that's a little harsh, but I'm trying to bring in a reality here. If you guys will just stick with me and stay focused with me, okay? With that said, if you're new to this information, I truly, truly am so sorry to be the one to deliver this information without gentle delivery. So here's the link. Please go to BBS Radio, Being Inspired with Q Archives, with Q and Asha, and it's dated August 19th, 2023. Being Inspired with Q Archives, with Q and Asha, it's dated August 19th, 2023. I remember hearing this live. And I remember thinking, okay, there is so much in this recording. It spanned from A to Z. And it was, my source was like sucking it in like a sponge, like so much to take in. Like, wait, I didn't quite get that one solid yet. And then they're moving right on to another subject. But this show, this particular August 19th, 2023, Being Inspired with Q show is worth the 2-hour investment into your growth towards ascension. And it's one that you need to listen to over and over and over again because it's packed with information that will feed source in you. Even if you're not new to this, even if you've been here for a while and you are well down the road, I encourage you to tap back into that show. We all keep asking to get off the air quote milk, and so to speak, and to want the meat to chew on. Give me more, give me more. I want to know more, right? This show, dated August 19th, 2023, should be on your playlist and on repeat because it's packed with that info that is timeless. I'm assuming all of us on the Q train, on the Saturday Q train, I'm assuming most of us are not fully enlightened. Okay, some of you may be, but for the majority of us, and by the calls that come in, and I'm assuming that not all of us are fully enlightened and listen in on the Saturday Q train to glean and learn and grow. So we tune in, one, we're drawn to the light. Okay, so we're drawn to the light, but we're also wanting to peel back the onion and drop off the layers and get to the true source of who we are. Okay, so please hang with me as I offer an observation. Don't change the channel. Just stay tuned and work with me. And I just encourage you, take this in and see if it resonates with you. Last Saturday, and let me back up. I have not talked to Q for 2 weeks, and I have not talked to Aloha. I have not talked to BBS Radio. Okay. Last Saturday, there was a call that sparked a bit of a kerfuffle on the Q train with the Q crew out there in Radio Land. I personally don't even begin to understand intimacy between spiritual beings. Remember, we were created to procreate through a physical interaction between a fertile male and a fertile female. You are not a physical being per se. You are a spiritual being. I am not a physical being per se. I just have this earth suit that houses me as my spirit being. It houses me. That's who I truly am. So enlightened sourced beings do not have the genetic hindrances and MK Ultra programming we have pertaining to one mate only, the perfect Hallmark Channel family, storybook, white picket fence, perfect children, two dogs, one cat, perfect friends, perfect job, vacations, money in the bank, retirement money. We have been programmed with all of that. This human has been designed to absorb that programming like a sponge and take it in as to it's the inner core of their being. But I remind you, you're a source being in an earth suit. So I'm going to put this out there, and I want you guys to just honor this. Take it, put it on the shelf, mull it over. The interaction between two spiritual beings that we were allowed to witness was, in my opinion, was where our true intercourse should be focused. No judgment, no strings, no jealousy, just pure, intimate energy connection. We all need to go within and ask why the various reactions took place, and seek where they are rooted in each of our lives, and determine if, we need to ponder for a reevaluation of how we as individuals reacted. Did you act in a positive manner? Did you react in a oh, shocked manner? That's between you. That's your business. It's not my business. It's not anybody else's business. We look to Q and Mermaid for direction on all things, homesteading, timelines, projects, ascension, etc. I personally welcome the glimpse into where our source energy interacts with other beings with which we choose to share space and energy with. Where are we going to learn that next level of connection? Where do we learn that? Remember, Q and Mermaid are one. Q and Mermaid have both communicated they have shared space previously with a special being that will be unnamed. There is no jealousy in Source, just pure love. I love you all intimately and want you all to not get knocked off track due to our farm animal programming. I'm going to take a little bit of a break, let this mull over, and then I'll come back. My beautiful, beautiful, beautiful love to each and every one of you. I'll be back in a couple of minutes and we'll close out the show and get ready for Being Inspired with Q. Love you guys. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Bye. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everyone. This is Sunshine on Whiplash Talk, and we are in the last final minutes of my show. I wanted to talk a little bit about Q was saying on the previous show. He brought up that mainstream media is now actually acknowledging, demonic attacks while they're sleeping, and that news came out while back. But it's kind of funny that it's actually now getting out kind of to the mainstream media, but Tucker Carlson was talking about, his attack and having physical body results of that attack. The dog on the bed was completely asleep. His wife didn't move, but he was literally in a fight for his life. And so I wanted to share with you guys that has happened to me. Not recently, but it has happened to me. And it was when Bill was still alive, And I shared it with him and even actually sent him pictures. He was not here when it happened, and sent pictures to him. And it's an interesting thing. Both of us have had issues or issues, instances like years and years ago when we didn't even know each other, to where literally we were like paralyzed. Both of us kind of described it to each other, and it was so much alive to where we were paralyzed, to where we couldn't even get the word out at the time, to where the way we were programmed at the time is, you say the word Jesus and darkness has to fear. So you can't even get the word Jesus out because you can't even formulate a word. You literally are fighting that oppression to whatever it is. And so we both had had that happen before. And after he finally broke free and jumped out, he had the law enforcement background. And after he jumped free and, he's standing there like beside the bed, and he's like, "What the heck just happened?" And so you don't share that with people, when you're in the Christian church, because people are thinking, "Oh, you're, as Bill would say, the cheese done slid off your cracker." So those are things that you don't talk about. Whenever I was a flight attendant in my early years, I had a crew. It was a senior crew, and I was a reserve. And I got put on with the senior crew, and they were like, "Oh, nope, we're not taking that room. That's yours." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever," because they were saying that it was haunted. And I'm like, "Yep, yeah, whatever." And I'm not kidding you. Whenever I was sleeping in that room, I was in a king size bed all by myself. And it's kind of unique, but I'm just going to share the details. I had an instance to where I was kind of in that where you're awake, but you're not awake in that level. And I sensed that I was very sexually aroused. And it was, I should probably tell him, "Put your kids away. Sorry." That's as bad as it's going to get, mom and dad. So we'll just keep going. But I was at that point and felt it in my body. And then I heard audibly, "She's waking up. She's waking up." And, you kind of to the point, I'm not trained. I didn't know what to do. And you just kind of like, "Okay, I am just going to go back to sleep because I've got a long day to fly tomorrow, and I am just going to move on." And so it happens. And a lot of people don't talk about it because they think that they're the only ones that it happens to. And so part of Whiplash Talk is to get out there and to say, "This is what I'm going through. Hasn't happened recently. I think, I'm doing my commands now, and I have a lot more of my light in me now, and really working on keeping that glass full so there's no room for darkness to move in." But if you've had these situations happen, or you're embarrassed about, things like that happening, it happens. It has happened. And on this farm, as we are being farm animals, the prison planet, if you want to call it the prison planet, as we are in the penitentiary, we have been programmed to be test subjects. And so not only are we, genetic test subjects, but we also, they've up ramped up our emotions to the max. And so they can feed off that energy. And so whether it's happy energy or scared energy or sad energy, they don't care. They'll eat it all. They'll take it all. So with that said, just stay plugged in with what I shared before the break. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, and just take what I said and take it to, take it from your thoughts. Command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart, and let that sit there for a while. I can't deal or help anybody. I can only help myself. But I'm learning that I have got to take things into my heart center and make decisions from my heart center. And I had a talk with somebody the other day, just recently, about, in the Christian church, they're always saying, "Well, that's a cult," or "That's a whatever," if you're not in the, normal denominational, rut. And so I was talking to this person who also adores Q, and we love to connect and talk. And We were just bouncing things off of each other. And that's what I love about my friends is that now I have someone to talk to that I can bounce things off of. And we were just talking about how sometimes the enemy, as I would call it, will come with thoughts to me and about, okay, is this like, is Q going to ask us to drink Kool-Aid? I'm just going to be honest, you know, that's kind of where I was at a while back. And I'm like, you know what? Cults, they will always ask you to do things, you know, give them money, give them control over your body, give them different things. And Q has asked nothing of us. Q's asked nothing of us. All Q asks of us is to move everything through our heart center and to act through our heart center. He has fought so many battles for us, and he has come back here to lay down the legwork to help us finally escape, to help us finally get free. And I don't want you guys to get knocked off course because of programming. Programming that reared its ugly head on something that actually was quite beautiful. So I know I'm going to close out a little early. I encourage you guys to hear my heart. You be you, boo, as I always say. You do you. But maybe if you just try to look at it as a different from a different perspective, maybe that will help you understand. We don't know. We don't know that connection. I don't know that connection. But I'm a spirit being, and I do want to be able to connect with Source. I love you guys. I know this was kind of a tough show, and I truly, truly, truly only wish beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you, each and every one of you. I love you. I care about you. And I believe in Source in you. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, get a couple of minutes, go get a drink of water, go check on. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Hold on. I forgot to tell you about my spicy kitten, Edwina Scissor Paws. I forgot to tell you about her. She is growing like a weed. She literally is climbing like a mountain lion. There are places where I thought I put things away that she couldn't get to that I'll go in and look and she's there. I've hidden jewelry. I've hidden things that I don't want broken. I've covered up cords that she can't chew on. I've got draperies that are draped up and over pillows piled high and a rocking chair. So hopefully she doesn't climb them like she does the scratching posts all throughout the house. But when she is not spicy, she is the most intelligent, inquisitive, loving, beautiful little ball of fur. My older cat is learning to stand his ground, which I like to see. And so I just wanted to give you an update on that little spicy ball of fur. I've always been known as a cat whisperer, and I'm wondering if she might not be whispering me. I'm not sure. The verdict, what do you say? The jury's still out on that. So my little Edwina Scissor Paws, who channels her inner piranha, is growing and has not grown out of her scissor paw talents or her piranha abilities. So now I will say I love you guys so, so much. I hope to have you guys join us in just a few minutes. I look forward to having each and every one of you there and feel each and every one of you in your presence. Much, much love to you. I will see you guys in 2 weeks. And beautiful, beautifulness. Love you. Sunshine out. Bye.